Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Holson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to Valley Outdoors, everybody. Good to have you guys with us this week. We have got a widespread show coming up. We have got Don coming from the SHOT Show. He's going to be giving us a little insight for, 10 minutes or so, Ava?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, okay.
As much as he will give us.
Perfect.
Of the SHOT Show.
We'll talk a little bit of boat show to kick off the show. And that and some more. The National Deer Association, they've got a cool interactive report that shows mature bucks and what's going on. So we'll give you a report across the nation. That and more when we return.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Good to see you, Ava.
It's good to see you, too.
We are just hanging. You know, these shows with you and I doing this, it just goes slick.
Unfortunately, we will be checking in with the DK.
Oh, darn it.
Yeah, he's right. You know, he's not here physically, but he's out at the SHOT Show enjoying some.
We have the ability to chop him and just say, okay, this is your window and you got it.
That's true. That's true. And he's only joining us for the last half of the show. So.
Exactly.
So now's our time to talk about him.
Yeah, now is the time.
Right.
We can accomplish that. Not a problem. It is also a week that we want to talk about the big Minneapolis Boat Show. Last couple weeks ago, we talked about the Novi Show. And lots going on at the show. And a lot of the shows across the United States, they have done quite well. Atlanta just got done a couple weeks, I think the second week in February. That will be the Miami Boat Show, which is also a big, huge in-water show. I'll be down at that show as well. The boat show, lots happening, tons of displays, really cool stuff.
What's your favorite?
I'll say the favorite one I've got is the Chris Craft. Has always been a classic. I've got the three pictures of the 1955 Chris Craft catalog, leather mat bound, framed on my wall. I've always been a Chris Craft fan, and this only makes it better because we got a couple Sherrows on a very high-end custom painted V10 Merc 400s on this boat, and it's pretty cool. So that's a big one. I think there's a lot of cool stuff down there. I was hoping to have the one of the newer Alumacraft boats, so the V10 400 on it, and but that didn't quite pan out. But you know what? It is what it is. Lots of things to see. If you're down at the show and you've got a question about a selection of boats, whatever that might be, just stop down. Stop down. I'll be at the River Valley Marine booth and just ask for me, Eric, and they will direct you to me. And I can help you out with whatever questions you might have on boats, motors, electronics, all that stuff. I have no problem with that at all. The Vexus boats, too. The new Vexus boat's going to be down there, too.
Ooh.
So that's super cool.
So if somebody has never been to the Minneapolis Boat Show.
Yep.
And you were to walk the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
How many miles?
Lots. It's big.
Are you easy
it's
to find?
It's three domes. Yeah. You walk in, put your arm out about the 1 o'clock time frame, 1 o'clock if you're on a clock, and just go that direction against the back wall right there.
Nice.
Can't miss it. It's lights, lots of lights and cool stuff up there. So, but first couple days of the show have been fantastic. And yeah, I'm looking forward to today and tomorrow. It's going to be good. Last till tomorrow, Sunday until.
How long are your days when you're out there? Are they 12-hour days longer than
no,
that?
Thursday was 2 to 8, I think it was.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Friday is noon to 9. Saturday, today is 10 to 8, I think. And tomorrow was, again, you know, only till 5 tomorrow.
Oh, that's good.
So we tear down. But it always, it, I'm not complaining with what's going on. And this is so funny when you look at a boat show. And I apologize for the Viking fans. I've been kind of a fan of the Vikings for many, many years. But it's one of those things, if the Vikings were in the playoffs, it would have absolutely turned the boat show into a non-existent place on Sunday, or if they had the playoff on a Saturday, it would have been nobody there. So it's kind of that double-edged sword. You want them to be
in
the playoffs,
to be in there, yeah.
But on the other hand, it's kind of like, it would kill the boat show on the other side. So, you know, it's unfortunate, you know, all the way around. Detroit lost, you know, so the whole the whole division just kind of took a dive.
I know. All the teams that I wanted to advance are no longer in the
They're
picture.
Gone. Yeah, it's as sad as it is. But nonetheless, you know, when you're looking at what's going on as far as the outdoor side of it, I will say this last, let's just say the last, at least first part of the week, and the weekend was cold. I will tell you that. Frigid to the point of, and we heard more stories of people going in this last weekend.
No
hitting
way.
These, hitting the ridges. Yeah. They're breaking through and having some severe damage because of those ice heaves. And it really is a problem. So just be careful when you're heading out onto the ice this weekend. The danger's there. You've got a lot of movement in the ice with the warm-up and the cool-down and the warm-up and the cool-down. And so, yeah, just be careful about that. And when you're on the ice, we talked about that last week, and it can be such a challenge. You want to get out there, but, of course, a lot of times you're going to go out at night in the dark, and you don't know what's transitioned during the day. It's tough to say, but lots of changes that can go on there. I was out skiing this last weekend, I should say. Last Saturday, Sunday.
How was that?
Does the word chilly come to mind?
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, it was a high of, I think it was 9 below zero and about a 24-mile-an-hour wind.
Ick.
Yeah, we were up at, we call it Powder Ridge Ski Area up in Kimball, and doing some teaching up there. So that was, but the snow was fantastic, I will say that. Exceptional, as a matter of fact. Well, tell you what, we are going to come right back. We're going to have Don at some point during the last half of the show.
Let's just call him right away.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's call him.
We'll call him right away. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Take charge of that. We will be right back. We'll be talking to Don from Vegas at the SHOT Show. See ya.